Just going to talk to you for a minute about the reading we just heard from the Gospel of Matthew. As some of you may remember in the King James Version of this passage, Jesus says, go into your closet, as opposed to into a secret place, go into a closet and pray secretly to your Father. And the reason I think of this is that Martin Luther King, I think it was towards the end of his life when things were really closing in on him, and he was very aware of what was going to happen to him in the end, that he was going to die. One day he was traveling around the United States and staying in hotel rooms. And one day one of his friends came in and couldn't find him in the hotel room. He eventually opened up the closet door, and there was Martin Luther King literally praying inside in the closet privately. The thing is, Martin Luther King had a PhD in theology. He wasn't a naive person. He wasn't somebody to take things, you know, necessarily always very literally, but for some reason he decided to take this very literally, go into a closet. You know, he knew that it meant secret place, but for some reason at that point in his life, he felt the need to simply close the doors and be present with God in that place, to where his friend couldn't find him. So the question, what was he doing there, and why was he doing it? The word hypocrite, which we heard in the reading today, literally means an actor. So it's someone who wears a mask and acts in, you know, Greek theater. And so Jesus is telling us, he uses very exaggerated language to make a point. People literally did not have trumpets that they'd blow in front of them when they were delivering alms, that kind of thing. But he's kind of making a point. And he says, when he calls people hypocrites, he's saying, why are we doing this? Why are we praying? Why are we fasting? Why are we giving alms? And he says, are you doing this because you have an audience? And he's thinking of an audience as being other people, even subtly, you know, that we're doing this because we want to be admired or respected in some way. He doesn't say this, but I think it's true. The audience can even be ourselves. You know, we're impressing ourselves. You know, look, we see Jesus in a later parable talk about a very devout man going to the temple, and he says he's speaking to himself, right? He's not speaking to God, he's speaking to himself. So we're capable of even trying to impress ourselves. And Jesus is saying, well, when we do this, when we pray, when we fast, when we give alms, which he tells us to do, which are traditional Jewish things to do, and which he encourages us to do, not telling us not to do it. He's saying to be very aware of why we're doing it. Are we doing it because we want to impress someone else? Are we doing it because we want to impress ourselves? Or maybe even more subtly, we want to impress God. So is this a performance, or is it something else? And what the other else is, other than performance, is what Martin Luther King was aware of, and what Jesus is telling us to do. And it has to do with the word secrecy, you know, going to the closet and secrecy. I wasn't thinking about this, but the opening hymn says it all. What Martin Luther King was doing in the closet, that is, come and find the quiet center. And that is, find that place. We separate the words heart and mind. In some ancient languages, though, the word heart and mind are the same thing. It's that deepest inner part of yourselves, which is only we know, but in fact, God knows even better, that quiet center. Jesus is saying the purpose of prayer, fasting, and to give alms is to go into that closet, to find that quiet center, that place, the deepest place inside of ourselves that God knows, which is hard to do these days. I have a little monster in my that I carry around with me called a cell phone, which is a constant source of distraction. I don't know if there's anybody else that's true of. I'm sure I'm the only one that's true of. And Pastor Reg and I are the only ones here. He was reading from it. Yeah, guilty as charged, me too. But you know, we're very distractible these days. And so part of our purpose in Lent is to do what Martin Luther King did, what Jesus is telling us to do, is to put down distractions and to do something which we rarely do these days, that is to go and find the quiet place, to go into the closet, and to be in that place that only God truly knows. And another word for it is privacy, to go into that private place. So I invite you during this Lent to do what Martin Luther King, and obviously following what Jesus said to do, and that is commit ourselves to not performing for other people, not performing for ourselves, not even performing for God. I mean, it's like, you know, if you have a spouse or a close friend, presumably you don't perform for them, you know, for most of the time we're just in a state of intimacy and closeness, you know, at the best moments. And that's what Jesus is inviting us to do, and be in that state of non-performance, intimacy, hard to say, non-distraction, and privacy in that quiet place. So let's commit ourselves to that for the next, surprisingly in this culture, let's be very countercultural and commit ourselves to that for the next 40 days. Amen.